Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Trust in the Lord. If He's changing your mind, it's because you have to depend upon Him. It's because you're supposed to be seeking His will in all you do, and then He'll show you the path to take. The Bible goes on to say, and don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you know better than God, because you don't. You don't. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to get off of this. Folks, it is better to follow the Lord and be disappointed initially because you will praise Him later on than for you to do what you want to do and live a life of regret. I will never forget there was a service in our last location in Southlake. And I was talking about this very thing, about doing the will of God and how God will speak to you. This young lady stood up during the message and began crying, saying, God told me not to marry him. God told me not to. I knew it, but I had all this pressure. I had already made my, everything was all done. I heard him, don't do it. And I did it. And Pastor, I'm so miserable. People, I'm so miserable. She, right in the middle of my sermon, I wanted to say, honey, I'm preaching. But she was experiencing. Mine was just a sermon on the truth. She was living the truth. See, don't let it come to that for you that you want to stand up in a service and say, he's telling the truth. God told me. And I still did it. Number five is divine direction. Proverbs 25 and 12. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. The Bible says, seek his will, not your own. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path that you should take. Now, whether you take it or not, that's up to you. Number six. The sixth reward is keep evil from your doorstep. It will keep evil from your doorstep. In Proverbs 19 and 23, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. That person will not be visited with evil. Number seven, deliverance from your enemies. 2 Kings 17 and 39, it says, fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you from the hand of your enemies. This is some good stuff. Number eight, angelic protection. Psalm 34 and 7. For the angel of the Lord guards all who fear him and rescues them. I like this one, especially for the family. Number nine, blessings upon children and children's children when you fear the Lord. This is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 29. Oh, that they would always have hearts like this, that they may fear me and obey my commands, says the Lord. For if they do this, they and their descendants will prosper forever. I said, forever. I'm going to read that again. Deuteronomy 5:29, and God said, oh, that they would always have hearts like this, that they might fear me and obey my commands. For if they do this, they and their descendants will prosper forever. Now, an example of the blessings of 6, 7, 8, and 9 are found in this portion of Scripture. It's found in 2 Chronicles, where God responded by saving the city for King David's sake. David was Hezekiah's great-great-grandfather. God actually sent an angel to save Hezekiah and the city. And he did not even allow the enemy to enter the city. All of that. I'm going to read this one story. It actually has 6, 7, 8, and 9 in it. Listen to this story. This is found in 2 Chronicles 32, starting with verse 10. King Sennacherib of Assyria told Israel, "What are you trusting in that makes you think that you can survive my siege of Jerusalem? Hezekiah has said, 'The Lord our God will rescue us from the king of Assyria.' Surely Hezekiah is misleading you." Skipping down to verse 17. "And Sennacherib's officers further mocked the Lord God and his servant Hezekiah, heaping insult upon insult." In verse 34, you knew we'd get to this, God's response. God says, "For my own honor," and now listen, "and for the sake of my servant David," this is what I want you to see. "Your decision to fear the Lord now will actually affect your children, your grandchildren, and descendants to come." David had been dead. Well, actually, he had died physically, but of course, he's in heaven with God. And here the Lord is saying, "For my own honor and for the sake of my servant David, Hezekiah's great, great grandfather, I will defend the city and I will protect it." And listen to how God did it. Verse 35. "That night, the angel of the Lord went out into the Assyrian camp and killed 185,000. Assyrian soldiers, one angel killed 185,000 men. And when the surviving Assyrians woke up in the morning, they found corpses everywhere. Then King Sennacherib of Assyria broke camp and returned to his own land. He went home to his capital of Nineveh and stayed. He never entered into the city. It was for the sake of David." See, what you do today will affect generations to come, will affect the safety of generations to come. Oh, you need to hear the word of the Lord today, because God's trying to talk to you. God is a God of generations. Never say, "What I do is going to have no effect on anybody else." Oh, yes, it will. And many times for generations to come. That's why you can't allow yourself to compromise with the foolishness of your young people and let them just do whatever they want to do. You have got to live a life of holiness, obedience to God in front of them, because they're not just doing whatever they're doing now. It's going to affect generations to come. And guess what? You were the generation before them. Why, if you are living a godly life to bless your future generations, will you let your children jump in front of you and change everything? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? See, you have this thing going on with God. You're blessing the Lord. But if you let your children jump in there and mess it up, it'll be the generation after them. Your house must be a house of holiness. Don't you give in to any squirrely, evil culture that we live in. And, oh, now they... Nobody's doing it that way. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. You can't bring that in this house. You look, you know the way of the Lord. Go get some hotel. I'm praying for you. I hope you don't drop dead after you do whatever you're going to do. But as for this house, as for this generation, we will serve the Lord. We don't serve the culture. We don't serve the cultural police. We serve the Lord in this house. Because we know what the end is going to be. The Bible says this world is passing away in the sinfulness of this world, but those who do the will of God will live forever. That's where we're going. We're going to heaven. Honey, if you don't want to go with me, well, I'm going to pray for you. I've been praying. I pray for you in the womb. I'm believing God for you even now, but please understand, you can't get mom to change. You can't get dad to change. You can't get grandpa to change. You have got to live a godly life. You have got to live the life that God ordained for us to live. That's why we're here. That's why we're blessed. Don't just look at the stuff I have and think I got it. God gave me that. And you're not going to use it for evil. We're going to use it for good.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Number 10, God will answer your prayers and your wants. Psalm 145 and 19, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. I love that. God will fulfill your desire if you reverence him. What is it that you want, my dear? What is it that you want, my son? What is it that you want, my child? You reverence me. I'm giving this to you. Sometimes God will just bless you with something you never asked for because you reverence him. Number 11, only God will give complete satisfaction. Proverbs 19 and 23 says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction." That's why the Rolling Stones never could find it. You remember that song, "Can't Get No Satisfaction"? Some of y'all are old enough or young, forget it. Proverbs 19, 23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction." You don't have to go anywhere else to find satisfaction. Just worship God, live for God, obey God, reverence God, and you will have satisfaction. People say, "Well, I don't know. I feel kind of dissatisfied. I'm just not filled up. I feel kind of empty." Well, my suggestion is fear the Lord, because then you will abide in satisfaction. All you dissatisfied people, I have your answer. Fear the Lord. Obey God. Number 12, you will receive promotion and wealth. And that's a good deal. Proverbs 22 and 4 says, "Humility and the fear of the Lord brings wealth and honor." And there's that life again, and life. God's going to keep you alive if you reverence him. It's almost in all of these scriptures. And the life of Joseph actually illustrates the proof of that verse, and then I'm going to end. Joseph was betrayed and sold by his brothers because of envy. And he became a slave in Egypt. However, God was with him and promoted him all along the way. The fear of the Lord brings promotions in your life. They will follow you wherever you go. If you fear the Lord, promotion is with you. Promotion, you're going to walk from one thing into promotion, into another, into promotion. The Bible actually tells us that you become the head, not the tail. You will always be above. That speaks of promotion, not beneath. Your position is to be promoted by God if you walk in the fear of the Lord. In Genesis 39 and 2, it says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He was a successful slave. He prospered. Verse 3, it says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made everything he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in the sight of his master and served him. So the master made him overseer of his entire house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. Joseph shows his fear of the Lord when sought by Potiphar's wife to sleep with her. Now he was a young man, a good looking young man, a healthy young man. And she approached him. Genesis 39 and 7, Potiphar's wife began looking at him, lustfully, and she said one day, come and sleep with me. Wait, she demanded. But Joseph refused. He said, look, my master trusts me with everything in this entire house. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you because you're his wife. So listen to what he says next. So how could I do such a wicked thing? Now listen, it would be a great sin against my God. So I respect you as being the head lady of the house, but it would be a great thing against my God. I can't do anything against my God. If you're going to fire me, fire me. I'm not going to lie for you. I'm not going to cheat for you. Some of y'all are on jobs. Where they ask you to compromise and say this number is this number. And some of you are wondering, well, what am I going to do? All I can tell you is what Joseph said. I'm not going to sleep with you. How can I do this thing against my God? Well, I'm looking for a new job. Joseph, that's all right. It's all right. Do whatever you want. It's all right. She lied and said he tried to rape her. They put him in prison. And you know the next thing that happened? God promoted him into prison to be the assistant warden in the prison because God was simply positioning him for another promotion. Some of you want to leave where you are, and all God is doing is positioning you for promotion. You need to pray and find out, should I really leave or should I wait for the promotion? Because some of the people who are tormenting you are not going to continue to be there, and you will put there to take their place. Don't be so fast to leave a place that God brought you to. The money is good. Yeah. The benefits of, real good. But that person just gets on my nerve. Soon and very soon, that person may be gone. You don't realize you were brought there to replace that very person because the other employees are sick of that person. In fact, his boss is sick of him. And if you just wait, you'll slide right into the place God has put you in. Because goodness and mercy follows your life. Goodness, mercy, promotion follows me. I am the head. I can't be the tail. I can't be the... God made me the head. I have the fear of the Lord. Let's stand. Come on, let's stand. Let's stand. I've got the fear of the Lord. I've got the fear of the Lord. I can't go down.
I can't go down. I can only go up. I can only go up. He won't let me go down. He lengthens my life. I can't die. I will live and not die. I have the fear of the Lord. He will lengthen my life. He gives me the desires of my heart. Goodness and mercy. That's all that follows me. How do we become full candidates of this? One answer. God's most important commandment. Love me. Love me more than these. Love me more than everyone else. Put me first. Honor me. Reverence me more than anyone else you know. Jesus said in Matthew 22:37, you must love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind. For those who question, well, what about my family? In Luke 14:26, he said, if you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else in comparison. You can't put your mommy and your daddy before me. You can't put your husband and your wife. You can't put your children, your brothers and your sisters before me. Because if you do, you can't be my disciple. Because I have a covenant relationship of love with you. And there can't be anybody who comes between our love. I don't play that funny stuff. This ain't no menage a trois. It's between me and you. You got to love me first. That's why so many people are going to be confused, wondering why the Lord says, I don't know you. In Revelation 3:15, Jesus said, I know the things that you do, but you're not hot or cold. I wish you were one or the other. Listen, but since you're lukewarm in your love toward me, neither hot nor cold, I got to spit you out. You say you love me, but you don't obey me. You say you love me, but you put that in front of me. You put her, you put him in front of me. You put the job in front of me. I got to spit you out. I got to spit you out. See, God sees love as our obedience. That's God's love language. Obedience. I'm going to finish with the scripture. It says, John 14:23, Jesus said, if people love me, they'll obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we'll come make our home. But those who do not love me are the ones who don't obey me. Don't say you love him and you disobey him. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's lift our hands. The message is about the 12 rewards of the fear of the Lord. The challenge is, do you love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, more than your mother, more than your father, more than your husband, more than your wife, more than your girlfriend, more than your fiance, more than your boyfriend? Do you love him? Do you love him enough to obey him like your God? Like your God, because that's who he is. He's your God.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 2 of 12 Rewards of the Fear of the Lord. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
I want to thank our listeners for your prayer support for this ministry. You know, more than ever before, we all need to pray one for another, as the scripture says. Whatever your individual situation is, I want to pray with you now and just ask God that he will bless you in a special way. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your love, for your mercy, and for your goodness. You are the great God. You're able to protect us and to keep us safe. And we are asking again that you would please intervene on our behalf, heal those that are sick,
help those, Lord, who are right now just not quite sure about tomorrow. We know that you are the God who has all of the answers. We believe you to meet every need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.